This is Akashvani and the news read by Aditi Lumba. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that India's fight against terrorism is not just a matter of security, it has now become a part of the national defence doctrine. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stated this while addressing the air warriors at the Bhuj Air Force Station in Gujarat today. He asserted that the current ceasefire means that India has kept Pakistan on probation on the basis of its behaviour. He added that if the behaviour improves, it is fine, but if there is any disturbance, harshest punishment will be given. Defence Minister made it clear that Operation Sindoor is not yet over, saying elimination of terrorism is the new normal of New India. The minister also asked the International Monetary Fund to reconsider its financial assistance to Pakistan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that a large portion of the funds will be directed towards supporting terror-related infrastructure within Pakistan.
साथियों ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने यह स्पष्ट संदेश दे दिया है कि हमने शांति के लिए जितना अपना दिल खोल कर रखा है शांति को नष्ट करने वालों के विरुद्ध उतना ही अपना हाथ भी खोल कर रखा है एक और बात मैं यहां साफ कहना चाहूंगा कि ऑपरेशन सिंदूर अभी खत्म नहीं हुआ है जो कुछ भी हुआ है वह सिर्फ एक ट्रेलर मात्र था अब जब भी सही समय आएगा तो हम पूरी पिक्चर भी दुनिया को दिखाएंगे
Government is planning to send multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Sources said each delegation is expected to have a group of MPs from both ruling and opposition parties. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh told reporters in New Delhi that Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has spoken to his party president Mallikarjun Kharge over his diplomatic outreach initiative. The move is intended to further highlight New Delhi's stance on terrorism, emanating from Pakistan to the global community and is expected to kick-start next week. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have termed the recent anti-terror operations in Kulgam and Pulwama districts as significant, resulting in the elimination of 6 terrorists. Addressing the media in Srinagar, Major General Dhananjay Joshi, GOC Victor Force, IGP Kashmir VK Birdi and IGP Operations CRPF Mitesh Kumar provided details of the 48-hour-long operations. IGP VK Birdi emphasized the importance of intensified counter-terror efforts following a recent incident in Pehelgaon, adding that the operations were carried out without any collateral damage. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Operation Sindoor is a unique symbol of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's strong political will, accurate information from intelligence agencies and the infallible striking capability of the three armed forces. Mr. Shah said this after inaugurating new multi-agency centre in Delhi for intelligence sharing purpose. A correspondent reports that new multi-agency centre has connected all the intelligence, security, law enforcement and investigative agencies. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 58th Gyanpeeth Award on Sanskrit scholar Jagatguru Rambhadracharya at a function in New Delhi. Jagatguru Rambhadracharya and the renowned Urdu poet and lyricist Gulzar have been selected for this prestigious award for 2023. These eminent personalities have been honoured with this award for their outstanding contribution in the field of literature. Speaking on the occasion, the President congratulated Jagatguru Rambhadracharya and Gulzar for the Gyanpeeth Award. Russia and Ukraine have agreed to carry out the largest prisoner of war exchange since the onset of the conflict between the two countries. The decision was taken during the peace talks between Russian and Ukrainian delegations at Dolmabahce Palace in Turkish city of Istanbul today. It marks the first direct peace talks between Russia and Ukraine in more than 3 years. India's two-time Olympic medalist and reigning world champion in javelin throw Neeraj Chopra will participate in his first Diamond League meet of the season in Doha, Qatar today. Neeraj will be hoping to give his best in Doha as he will have a break after that because of the cancellation of the NC Classic 2025, which he was organising in association with the World Athletics and the Athletics Federation of India in Bengaluru on May 24. So Doha will be his first big meet of the month where he will face top stars. And that is the end of this news bulletin.